And then thirdly, it blocks reuptake so that you have a long, pronounced high. And so the more that you do this, the more it happens. And of course, cocaine first came out in powder where they started into the nose, and then it came out in crack cocaine where it was boiled in a pipe, and then it went in and you were ingesting it, you know, through the smoke. And it would give you a very quick, intense high, but it would last for a long period of time. And so people, cocaine users, used the stuff that lasted a long time, what they snorted, or the people that wanted the intense high, they used the rock cocaine that they smoked, because that would release a huge amount of dopamine and the rest of that, but that didn't last very long, so you'd have to smoke up more often. If you were just snorting it, you could snort it for a long period of time, and you'd stay high for a long period of time, because it was absorbed little by little. The problem is it tears up the lining of your nose, and then all the lining here has to be replaced. They have to go in with the synthetic skin and redo all the inside of your nose, otherwise your nose literally bleeds all the time. And so it eats up that area. So there's lots of side effects for cocaine. What's the next one here? Ecstasy, okay? Ecstasy is kind of like cocaine and kind of like meth. It works in the following way. When you take ecstasy, it doesn't work on dopamine. Dopamine is the pleasure center. It doesn't release more dopamine, okay? What it does is it works on serotonin. And what happens is this. It works just like meth, only it hooks onto serotonin like a car trailer, and it goes into the neurotransmitting sacs that neurotransmitters serotonin are at. And then it opens those up and floods the whole circuit with serotonin. Serotonin is used when we start to sleep, and we get this kind of dreamy, almost awake, almost sleep feeling type thing. That's what happens with ecstasy. When you take that, you get this feeling like you're floating. Like you're out of your body and floating. It's not like a pleasurable feeling, it's like a weird sensation, like you're floating away from your body, like you're detached. And that's kind of a sensation that people sometimes like, because it's one of those pleasurable sensations, but not with dopamine-wise. People like to take a lot of ecstasy when they have sex. The reason for that is sex releases dopamine, and the serotonin already makes you feel like you're floating and like you're very high and you're light and bouncy. And when those happen together, it's an intense high. The only problem